Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Minority Leader of the New York State Senate, State Senator Rob Ort. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to the issues, how about that hockey game last night?
It was incredible, you know, as a Buffalo hockey fan, former hockey player. It's been a long time since I've looked forward to a hockey game or watched a hockey game where I felt like I had a rooting interest that had that much on the line. And again, it's an exhibition game, but with everything going on, with the booing of the anthem, with the tensions between the nations, with Trudeau in attendance, to start a game that way and to beat them up in Montreal, it almost makes the sting of how the Bills season ended. Took a little bit of that off, a little bit of salve for me last night. So good night. Great game. Looking forward to Thursday night with whoever we play.
Yeah. Hopefully a rematch in Boston. This week, Senator, there was the inmate situation with the corrections officers in Collins. What are your thoughts on that and this notion that 70% staffing is the new 100%?
Yeah, well, I think so that sort of, you know, I want to rewind. Obviously, you had that horrible situation that happened in Marcy last year. We saw the video of it, of course, right between the Christmas and New Year's. And now you have this situation. But for a lot of folks that maybe haven't been paying attention, I can tell you that the increase in violence in prisons has been ongoing for some time. And that means violence between corrections officers and inmates, but it certainly means violence between inmates and inmates, right? The general environment has been more violent, and a lot of it has been a result of understaffing, chronic understaffing. And now apparently we're saying that, you know, 70% is the new 100%. So you have understaffed facilities, you have corrections officers who are working overtime, you know, sometimes triple time, just to make sure there's coverage. And of course, what does that mean? That means corrections officers are not at their best. That means they're tired. That means their patience is dwindling. That means they're less safe. That means the inmates could be in a situation where they're less safe. Then you have the HALT Act, which was put in place in 2022 as sort of a prison reform. The HALT Act means it is reduced or eliminated the ability to have solitary confinement, to put dangerous prisoners who show a propensity for repeated violence, to segregate them from the main body, which is better for the main body, and it allows corrections officers an additional measure of control. Keep in mind, the people in these prisons, in many cases, these are murderers, these are rapists, these are gang members, these are people who have been in and out of jail, who have repeatedly victimized people in society. These are hardened criminals. Very often, that's what we're talking about. And that has been eliminated. So when you throw in the HALT Act advocated by Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly, signed by Governor Hochul, when you have the Hochul administration saying 70% is the new 100%, it should come as no surprise that you're seeing an increase in violence again between corrections officers and inmates, and of course inmates and Albany policies and the governance from the governor on down is who shares a large percentage of the blame.
You know, I feel like I ask this question a lot when it comes to state politics, but, you know, seeing the evidence that especially the HALT Act is not working and it's making things more dangerous, is there any appetite, does it seem, on the other side of the aisle to repeal this, to take another look at this?
I don't know that. I certainly haven't gotten a sense there's an appetite, at least in a public way. You know, maybe if you pull someone aside, I'm sure you may find a senator, you know, or an assembly member in the Democratic conference, you know, somebody like Billy Jones up in the North Country, and I'm not trying to speak for him or some other Democrat, but most of the Democrats simply aren't willing either to publicly say these policies aren't working, or they actually, there's a propensity, unfortunately, Joe, from a lot of folks on the Democratic side, that they simply want, they think prisons are almost in of themselves bad, right? They think the idea of prison is a bad thing. I look at it, I wouldn't tell you it's a great thing, but it's certainly a necessary thing, right? I think most reasonable people see prison as a necessary part of society. You need to have prisons for people who break the law habitually, repeatedly. And for some of these folks, I'm not really trying, my goal isn't necessarily to save them, somebody who rapes and murders. If they save themselves, that's great. But you're trying to put out some form of justice. You're trying to say that there's repercussions for what you do. Many in the Democratic conferences today in Albany and across New York State, they just don't want to see people in jail. They want you to believe that corrections officers are the bad guys. They want you to believe that police officers are the bad guys. They want you to believe that judges in some cases are the bad guys, and that somehow the rapist, the murderer, the assaulter, the gang member, that somehow they're just a victim of a failed society. It's our fault that they're the way they are. And I just do not subscribe to that. I don't believe that most of your listeners, or even most people across the state of New York, subscribe to that. And until we sort of, you know, have it out with that mentality, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Democrats take the position that I'm taking, which is that we need more corrections officers. The HALT Act has made prisons less safe, just like defunding the police and some of the things we did after George Floyd made policing more dangerous, cashless bail, less is more discovery. Now Democrats are starting to walk back on those issues. I suspect over time, you may see them walk back on HALT and other things like that in prisons, but it's going to take more time.
So what would it take to get from 70% back to 100%, meaning 100%? What would we need to see?
Well, obviously, you're going to have to see funding, you know, put back into hiring, you know, officers. But even more so, I can tell you a lot of the corrections officers and senior staff have mentioned to me for years that even when the positions were funded in the budget, they weren't able to fill the allotted funded positions. Now, some of that were determined. In other words, the legislature was funding the positions, but the determination was coming down from DOTS and the governor to not hire them. So that was, you know, that's an executive determination. But I do think, like a lot of professions, police officers, firemen, certainly corrections officers, you're finding people who want to go work in jails is hard. It shouldn't surprise anybody. That's a hard thing. So it's not something that we can fix overnight, unfortunately, because it's going to take time to be able to, you know, bring in enough people to be able to, I think, staff our prisons, especially our more violent prisons, you know, our maximum security prisons, medium security prisons, at the level they should be, to train these folks up. I suspect, like a lot of like law enforcement or firemen, certainly corrections officers, I suspect that even if you're on the job day one, I don't know that you would consider that person, you know, ready for any situation that may present itself, right? So I think it takes time and institutional knowledge. So it's going to take some time to get back. But it's also, we need to make these facilities safer to be.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Able to attract the kind of people we want. We've made them unsafe. We demonized the folks who work in these jails. Most of your listeners, thankfully, have never been in a jail, either as an inmate or as a corrections officer. I worked with several corrections officers in my National Guard unit. They served their country, but then they also, were corrections officers. And this was years ago, and I will tell you, and I still am friends with some of them. They could not wait the first day they could retire. Like the first day, the first hour, they were out the door because it has gotten so dangerous. It has gotten so bad inside some of these prisons. And again, some of it's from the governor and the Department of Corrections, but a lot of it is policies and rhetoric that we have put forward, closing prisons, double bunking. So we're adding more inmates into these jails. We're having less corrections officers, and then we're handcuffing them with policies like HALT. So it's going to take money, but I think even more importantly, it's going to take some real time, but it's going to take a change in leadership. I don't think you're going to see anything we're talking about without a different governor and without different leadership in the state Senate and state assembly.
Sticking with lawlessness, this week the DOJ announced their lawsuit against New York over sanctuary status. Now, the governor pushed back and says that immigration officials do have access to DMV records and this and that, but they need the right judicial paperwork. What are your thoughts on the lawsuit and the response by the governor?
So I'm grateful. I'm saying it to say this. I'm grateful for the lawsuit. I'm not going to pretend. Our conference has been calling out these sanctuary policies and laws like the green light law, things that handicap our law enforcement from working with federal authorities. The governor, the governor's full of crap. She says, we'll share information only if they get a subpoena. That's nonsense. The 9/11 Commission. The 9/11 Commission. Now, your listeners remember 9/11. I'm sure the governor does. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in United States history, happened here in New York. They said one of the contributing factors to that attack was law enforcement agencies at the federal level, locally, not sharing information. And yet we pass a law like green light that actually makes it a felony. It makes it a felony under law for local law enforcement to notify and share information with ICE unless they have a subpoena. That's by design. So we've been calling out these policies for years. I'm tired of doing it without backup. So if it takes a lawsuit from the DOJ and Pam Bondi, I welcome it. I welcome whatever pressure, whatever coercion is needed to be brought on the governor, on the mayor, on anybody else to conform and follow federal immigration law and to follow what the American people clearly want and New Yorkers want, which is an end to sanctuary policies and to the ridiculous illegal migrant crisis we have here in New York, draining our services, draining tax dollars from healthcare, from housing, from any other form, billions of dollars that has gone to this, not to mention the spike in crime, the law enforcement resources that it has cost us. If that's what it takes, it's sad that it has to take a lawsuit, but if that's what it takes, then I support that. And maybe it'll force the mayor or the governor to heal on some of these policies, but to fight these policies, to actually defend not sharing critical information to undermine federal immigration law here in the state of New York is really, I can't even believe we have to call that out. But New Yorkers should know that is who their governor is defending. She doesn't want to deport violent offenders. That's who the Trump administration is trying to root out right now. Violent criminals, the worst of the worst in the country illegally. The governor and Democrats in the Senate and Assembly would rather defend those folks and keep them here than work with the Trump administration to deport them. It's insane. And if it takes a lawsuit from Pam Bondi and the DOJ, then that's what it takes. And I support it.
Senator, last time you were on, we were talking about Kathy Hochul trying to move the special election for Elise Stefanik's seat all the way to November. It does seem like she didn't get the momentum behind that, and that will not be the case, correct?
At this juncture, Joe, yes. They backed away. The speaker declared the bill dead. There's a lot of finger pointing going on between the governor and the legislative Democratic leaders. We were very happy that bill did not move last week, but it's a long session. And, I always take things with a little bit of some circumspection or careful celebration around that. So I'm happy it didn't happen. It didn't happen last week, but we'll keep our eye on that. We'll stay vigilant. And New Yorkers should remember that's what the Democrats wanted to do, absent the blowback that they got and absent sort of the negative press they got in editorials and around the state. That is what they wanted to do. They wanted to change the election. They wanted to deprive 800,000 people of the representation in Congress, all to try to thwart President Trump's agenda. And that's, I think, revealing about the people who are running the state, even if they didn't ultimately succeed in what they wanted to do.
All right. This is a state issue. I know it's not in your district. This might be a bit of a curveball, Senator, but it's something we've been talking about for over a year now, and that's the state wanting to tunnel a portion of the 33 in the city of Buffalo. It is getting more and more negative pushback and feedback from people within the community. This would cost the state around $1 billion. A judge has put a pause on it. What's your thought about this entire thing and the state's what seems to be the state just not listening to people in the community and wanting to go ahead spending this $1 billion?
So that's sort of been my, I guess, from a little bit of afar, although I am a Western New Yorker, I certainly travel the 33 and know the area that is sort of in question here. What I have heard from people in the community for a long time, watching the news and reading the news, is that most of the stakeholders who live right there have been pretty vociferously against this. There is an injunction put on by Judge Koliakovo. I think this goes back to a troubling trend, which is the state of New York not actually listening to local feedback. I can point to a number of instances in my district on different kinds of issues, but where the same message is at play. The locals either don't want it or want to be heard as far as feedback about it, and the state just kind of running roughshod over those concerns or those, whatever thoughts the locality has. So I think, you would like to think that the governor, who's from Western New York, would care and listen to the concerns from people who live in that neighborhood. But again, hopefully those senators and those assembly members from those areas speak out. They're represented by Democrats. The governor's a Democrat. This is where they have to use that power, so to speak, use that influence to prevent something like this from happening, especially over the objections of very often poor or marginalized communities. They should be heard, whether it's a rural community that doesn't have a lot of clout normally or an urban community. But those folks should be heard. I can promise you this wouldn't be happening if it was, in the Spalding Lake area, or if it was in, a upper wealthy section in the city of Buffalo or in Manhattan or Long Island. Those communities, of course, have a lot of money, and they have, as a result, have sometimes more clout. But it shouldn't take that. The concerns of those communities should be heard, and hopefully that will be. But as you said, up to this point, absent the judge putting the injunction in place, I think this would be continuing to move forward. So thankfully, there was a judge who seemed to listen to the folks, and we'll see where that goes legally from here.
Hey, Senator, always great catching up with you. Thank you for joining us on a holiday weekend. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Go USA.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.